That's a great win last time. What does that mean for the group?
Yeah, it was a really good win. It was nice to get the tight wins. Probably a couple in Australia during the summer. We got very close but just didn't get over the line. To win tight games, really important for the group, individually and collectively. Well, confidence is a great thing, and yeah, I think we've been building for some time now. We had some great tests, a couple of good test wins. We had some really good performance in white ball cricket throughout the summer. So I think we're building nicely, and we'll use this. I've said for some time now, these 5 one-day internationals, 5 against Pakistan, we couldn't have a better lead-up to the World Cup, so we'll make every game important.
You've had some help out training in the past couple of days. What's Matthew Haydon brought to the group?
Oh, Haydos is great. It's like having all the Australian brothers around. You know, during the summer we had plenty of guys who want to come and support the Australian cricket team. We'd love having them around. Whether it's Haydos or Punter or Shane Warne or Glenn McGrath or Steve Waugh, Simon Katic, whoever wants to come round and to help support us and get better, they're always welcome. So, and obviously with Haydos, he and I are great mates, so to have him round has been fantastic.
It's a fairly astonishing innings from Glenn. Is that the best you've seen him play?
Yeah, he played really well, didn't he? And he'll be the first to say it. That's what we've been crying out for some time from him, and just goes to show what he can do. When he does things like that, he elevates himself to a world-class performer, and you know, he wants that, we want that, and the more he becomes a world-class performer, more games we win, and the more he gets recognised as a great player.
You mentioned after the game, ideally would like to be higher in the one-day side, but also recognised there's a fair few good players in the team. Has your sort of stance on that changed at all from last month, or will we be batting number 7 in this series?
Oh, we'll wait and see.
If he keeps batting like that, do you think it's more likely he will get a promotion? Or?
Yeah, we'll do what's best for the team, I reckon, yeah. So we'll see how we go.
Aaron Finch has had a bit of a tough time in limited overs cricket. What are you guys doing to get him out of that?
Oh, he's such a good player. He's such a good person. Captain of the team. We know he'll come good. We've just got to keep giving him plenty of care and support. We know he'll come good. He's there's no more destructive player in the world. We talk about Maxi. We talk about Marcus Stoinis, we talk about a number of our players who can be so destructive. When he's going, he is as destructive a player as they're in white ball cricket. So we know he'll come good, and we'll be patient with him.
He's spoken about it being such a mentally challenging summer for him playing all three formats. How's he been around the group for a lot of
No, he's fine. He's, like I say, he's one of the nicest people he ever meets. So, and just keep encouraging to be himself. His runs will come. Keep encouraging to be himself, and I'm sure he'll come good soon.
Is it a hard challenge for him, I suppose, in that he's juggling sort of, you know, his own form and the leadership as well? And not just the leadership, but the leadership in the World Cup year, and there's, you know, lots and lots of important discussions going on between you and him and selectors.
Oh, yeah, I think for him, my experience of every captain, the most important thing is that they're playing really good cricket. And he's got to keep his attention on that. He's got lots of support around him. Like I say, such a good person. He's got to be Aaron Finch, be himself. He's doing that. Another important part about leadership, he's really consistent. We haven't seen any real change in his personality or his attitude around the group. So that's a real credit to him. That's why he's the captain of the team. I'm really confident in our security. Frankie and Pete Staples are here. We've got great security, as you guys are seeing as well. So we're really confident that we're getting the best advice and we're getting looked after really well.
I don't know, we talked so much about Glenn's place, but the batting order in terms of the openers, Aaron sort of said a couple of days ago that